Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With us right now is David Perron of the Las Vegas Knights. And David, first of all, Steve Summers here on WFAN in New York City. Thanks for a couple of minutes. Let us start the interview when the team started, which was about 5 days after the Las Vegas shootings. And with heavy hearts, it seemed right away that the town of Las Vegas responded to your team moving forward. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty emotional the first few weeks for sure for the organization. And to see how the city responded to our hockey team, we tried to do anything we could to help heal, and obviously very hard to mix real life with sports or anything, but we really did anything we could going out to events, blood drives, things like that, and the city really responded in the right way, and so did the team, and it's been an exciting journey for sure.
Now, what a season it's been, and what a story you and the Las Vegas Knights are. You had been drafted, of course, in 2007 by St. Louis. You played with Edmonton and Pittsburgh and Anaheim. Did you ever think the National Hockey League and your brand new expansion team would make it in Las Vegas?
Not really. I mean, when it first started, you're not sure what to think about it. Then when Bill Fuller really started to take over the ownership role and doing the season ticket drive and getting over 10,000 people to buy in without even knowing if the team would ever come to Las Vegas, I think it opened everyone's eyes and really put a different perspective. And you also see a little bit of the situation with the Arizona Coyotes struggling a little bit to get people in their building and get a winning team. And so you're not sure how it's going to turn out, but it really turned out unbelievable so far. And we have one of the best cities to play in and one of the best ranks to play in, and we're hoping to finish it off here.
Kind of amazing, David, because Las Vegas, people go there, they go to gamble, and they go to see the shows, but apparently from your crowds and SRO only, I mean, you're drawing over 18,000. Did you really think in the beginning that you would get the kind of reaction from such a transient city as Las Vegas?
Yeah, not really. And not much that happened this year we expected from the hockey team to the city to everything. And it's been, like I said, a special experience to go through it. And basically every month it just kept increasing. Right now our practices are pretty much full an hour before it starts at our practice rink out in Summerlin, which is like 20 minutes outside Las Vegas. It's so impressive to me to see that. Like the other day, I was in the gym working out, and I just happened to look out the window that we have that looks at the rink, and the building was already full. So it was cool to see, and it gives us energy to keep going.
David Perron is our guest of the Las Vegas Knights. He's a second-line winger. You had quite a season with ever since drafted by St. Louis in 2007. In this season, you had, 66 points, a career high for you. So take that, the rest of the teams that you played for.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it was a fun year for myself also, but I think it's all really coming back to the whole team. I think you look at the roster and every single guy had a decent season, and it's always nice to see. And that's the way that the team can have success is everyone stepping up their game. And you just felt that it was going to be a special season one-star goalie, Marc-Andre Fleury, who went down for injury around November, and we kept winning games. And then when we got him back in December, we took another step as a team. So we've had guys contributing. Basically, every single guy that's played a game for us contributed, and it's been a lot of fun again, and it's something that we'll always remember.
David, when did it come to you, and for that matter, when did it come to the rest of your team that you guys, hey, well, yeah, we're an expansion team, but when did it come to you and your teammates that you guys were to be taken seriously?
Well, there's two times for me, definitely, that, again, the injury to Marc-Andre, who's been our best player the entire year, our best player in the playoffs. I mean, when you get a guy like that that goes down for an injury and you miss him for a significant time, you end up really knowing what's up with your team. And we played with four or five goalies, and we found ways to keep winning games. And it was huge for, I think, the confidence for all the other guys on the team, and knowing that, obviously, we still know he's our best player, but everyone had to do their job to have success. And the other time was when we swept the LA Kings in the first round. I knew that we could kind of go on a bit of a run, and sort of thing we did that for sure right now.
Are you? Do you realize that? I'm sure you do, David. That as an expansion team, you're making history.
Well, we you know what, the expansion tag we. I feel like since maybe January or around that time, we don't see ourselves as an expansion team anymore. All the records and things like that we built early on in the season, I thought everyone think that it was cool and we would talk about it. But once January hit again, like we didn't really talk about it too much. And obviously the media would always bring it back up to us, but I think that's also one reason we never fell off. We always kept playing our game, and you can attribute that to our coaching staff. He's been really good not to overcoach us. He's been giving us a lot of space, a lot of time off, and really not giving us too much video session and things like that, where guys can get mentally tired. And we're really fresh right now physically. We've had a lot of days off, and we're also really fresh mentally.
Yeah, it's such an amazing story, David, because here you and everybody else coming from so many different teams, usually it takes a while to mesh. Usually it takes a while to come together as one team. But when people talk about all four lines of the Las Vegas Knights playing as one, that's really true. Also, part of your amazing story is the camaraderie, the teamwork, all together as one with so many different players coming from so many different teams.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure getting to know all these guys. And you see guys that didn't play in the playoffs right now. We got a guy, his name is Brad Hunt, and he's contributed even during the season, played on the power play and did a really good job. And right now we got all healthy defensemen, and he doesn't get to play. He's so supportive to the team. He comes in before every game, gets the guys going in the starting lineup. And, I mean, every single guy that's been on that roster has been huge for us. And I think that's why we've had the success. And again, it goes back to the coaching staff, the way they came to us early in the year, making sure that the one thing they wanted was for us to play hard and play together and have some fun. And it sounds really simple because it is, but you don't hear too many coaches talking about fun when it comes to getting into hockey. And it was really refreshing for me personally to hit that, but I think for most of the guys too.
You led the team with assists, and I believe that was 50. You had a career year with a point scored with 66. And, of course, everybody just having a great time winning and surprising everybody, maybe not yourselves after a while. How about your goaltender, Fleury? What a season he's had.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Everyone's playing with a chip on their shoulder. And for him to kind of lose his job last couple of years to a younger guy, and we all know the reality of the salary cap and the expansion draft and all that. And I think he knew midpoint last year he was going to get exposed and probably come to Vegas. And I think he's just excited to play every night, knowing that it's his net and he's basically the guy carrying us. And we wouldn't be here without him, that's for sure. We wouldn't be in a in the Stanley Cup Finals, and we certainly the type of guy that he is off the ice too is it speaks volume to the kind of guy he is, and really that's why he's won many Stanley Cups.
A lot of us are trying to wonder what is the bigger story: the Las Vegas Knights, an expansion team, and by the way, one other expansion team, the St. Louis Blues, back in 1967, made it to the finals, but that was a different National Hockey League then. They only had, they had much less teams, of course, only 12, and five or six of those teams were expansion teams. But you guys, in this present day and age with the NHL and 30 teams, you're about to make some history, especially if you win the Stanley Cup. And getting to the finals, David, you swept the L.A. Kings with San Jose. That series was what? Even at two. And then you won the next two games, and one of those wins against San Jose, 7-0. And then you lost the first game you played with Winnipeg and then won 4 straight. You guys have gotten to the finals much easier than the Washington Capitals. And a lot of us are trying to figure out what is the bigger story, Las Vegas, the expansion team, getting to the finals, or in our lifetime, we never thought we'd see Washington and Ovechkin in the finals. And yet both these teams are quite a story, don't you think?
Yeah, it sure is a couple of nice stories. Also, I think getting the Jets to where they were was awesome to see for at least your teams and having a chance to win the Stanley Cup. I think even as a hockey fan myself, it's fun to see different teams winning. And obviously, I think a lot of people would say that Ovechkin deserves one. But we're going to try and hold that off for another year for him and see where we go. And I think we'll give it our best. And I still think we're underdogs here. I think Washington has had an unbelievable team for many years, and it's up to us to prove that again, that we can do it for one more time.
Well, I will tell you this, between you and me, David, some of us, and you're talking to a New York Ranger fan, we'd like to see Ovechkin win a Stanley Cup some other time. However, some of us, again, who might be fans of the New York Rangers, and again, I'm one of them, would love to see you and the Las Vegas Knights make some history.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're hoping we're going to do it, too. I think the rest, we've managed everything well throughout the year. We've got guys who are feeling better and better physically, and like I said, mentally we're fresh. And we're just hoping that we're going to find a way to do it again, and that starts with Game 1. The response that we had last round with Winnipeg, we didn't play our best game in Game 1, and then we came back out. And I thought Game 2 and Game 3 were really impressive and, by our team. And I didn't get to play those two games, but I watched, and I was really impressed with our energy, with the way we were composed in a high-pressure situation. And, again, it's going to be even more pressure in the final, and we got to find a way to do it.
David, do you feel any pressure getting yourself into the finals?
I mean, not really anymore. I'm just happy I get the chance to live that once in my career, at least play 10 years and you don't get past the second round ever. And basically, made it to the Stanley Cup final. And I saw the same thing with Ovechkin. I think he's in his 14th or 15th year, and first time for him also. I think there's many guys around our locker room that are in a similar situation. Same thing with Derek Englund. Many other guys, and I think you only want to enjoy as much as you can, and there's not much pressure anymore. You just go out and play and play your game and hope for the best.
David, I got to ask you, do you gamble?
Not really. I play cards on the plane with the guys just to kill the time a little bit when the flights get a little bit longer, like the one we're going to have to flying to Washington, but it's more for fun than anything else. I'm trying to stay away from that stuff. I happen to be driving right now. I actually head into Caesars for Celine Dion's show tonight, so it should be fun.
Do you think some of the teams coming into Las Vegas might be blinded by all the neon, by all the lights and the cameras and the action and the shows and the gambling? Do you think you and your team has maybe an advantage with teams coming into Las Vegas to play you guys? You think there might be some distractions for them?
Yeah, I mean, there's people that talked about this Vegas flu the whole year, but it's not something I really buy. I mean, there's many cities that you can go out and have some fun, and New York happened to be one of them, obviously, and you get L.A. I mean, I think you can go out about 20 cities out of the 31 in the league that you can have close to as much fun as you can in Vegas. And we know, obviously, it's a different situation here. There's many things that can happen, but I still believe that we're a team that proved people wrong, and it wasn't because of the Vegas flu.
And one final question, David, before we let you go. Your pregame, the kind of show that your team, your organization, puts on for a home game, rivals any kind of show anybody might see at any one of the hotels on the Las Vegas Strip. I've never seen such an opening for the crowd before a game. It'll go 5 minutes, and it's quite a show in unto itself.
Yeah, it's definitely part of why our building is one of the best in the league. It really gets everyone in the game for sure. And some of the games that I was injured and was watching from up top, it really gets you, get your blood going and really excited for the game. And they do a really good job. And I mean, Bill Foley hired some very quality people for his organization to get everything started the right way. And again, we're hoping to finish it off. It's been a special journey, and we got seven more games left in the season, and we got to find a way to win four of them.
David, we cannot thank you enough for giving us a couple of minutes of your time, and let it be known that many of us here in New York City are wishing you the best. Much good luck, David, and again, thanks for a couple of minutes of your time.
Thank you very much. Very appreciated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.